Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. The third angel's message. The third angel is represented as following the first and second angels and crying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation." Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Shall not we who read these threatenings and who believe the word of God give the warning to a world lying in darkness? The angels are represented as flying in the midst of heaven, uttering a solemn proclamation. Their voices are not heard by the inhabitants of earth, save through the people who carry forward the work as the messengers of God. Those who search the scriptures understand the messages given by the angels and take up the cry proclaiming the warning to the world. The three messages for this time are of most solemn import, and it is of the greatest consequence to those who hear whether or not they act upon the light given. God calls upon his faithful watchmen who see the danger to lift up the cry, "The morning cometh, and also the night." It is the work of every soul who understands Bible truth for this time to unite his voice with the messengers in proclaiming the message, in pushing the triumphs of the cross. The truth must be presented in its simplicity and laid out in clear lines. We are in no case to hide our light under a bushel as if ashamed of it. We have nothing of which to be ashamed. The commandments of God are to be honored above the traditions and commandments of men. Then, brethren, use wisely the precious light that God has given, presenting it to the people in the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Meet the prejudice of the people with an invitation such as Philip gave Nathanael. Come and see. Say, if Seventh-day Adventists have the truth and can prove it so from the oracles of God, you do not wish to be found fighting against God. We are to be bodies of light, proclaiming Christ and his love to the people, and presenting all our doctrines in their true relation to this important theme.